It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. We have 15 vessels on our Columbia River ship schedule today. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through Wednesday evening, a gale watch in effect from Wednesday evening through Thursday morning, and we have 10 to 15 knots from the southwest today, gusting up to 20, wind waves from the southwest 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, west swells 14 feet at 13 seconds apart, and rain in the afternoon. And those sea heights are going to get up to 16 feet by Wednesday night. That could put the Columbia River Bar back on yellow status. It was on green today. And so we're in that winter weather pattern where the weather is fluctuating between stormy and not so stormy. And this is where we're at right now. So we're seeing that windy weather that we do get in the fall on into winter. Nothing as intense as what we were concerned about over the weekend, but it is fall going into winter in the Pacific Northwest. So there's been so much going on with weather with us that that's kind of taken up my attention, especially in terms of talking on the Ship Report. At least yesterday, I wanted to kind of give you, yesterday and the day before, I kind of wanted to give you an update on what was happening with weather-wise with things. But in the meantime, while we were dealing with impending scary weather here, up in the Strait of Juan de Fuca to the north of us at the entrance to Puget Sound, there was a whole nother huge thing happening related to ships. Now, I was kind of watching this story over the weekend, and I thought I would wait a bit until it sorted itself out some, since we had our own issues to deal with here, and also because a couple of very dangerous things were happening. This relates to a container ship that had some containers fell overboard, and then there was a fire. So there was this hazardous chemical fire on a metal container ship in metal containers, which means extreme heat and volatility, and also about these 40 or so shipping containers that fell overboard, including ones that had this hazardous chemical on board, creating a navigational hazard, especially for smaller boats like fishing boats that use the Juan de Fuca Strait in addition to the big ships there. And the storm was heading their way as it passed us. So this was quite an impending mess up there, and a mess that was happening in different facets of a complicated problem. So here is a story from Monday that sums up what was happening over the weekend with this story. This is from the Northwest News Network. A cargo ship burned for much of the weekend off Victoria, British Columbia, sending toxic fumes into the air and dumping two shipping containers into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. This was after the ship had spilled about 40 shipping containers off the Olympic Peninsula on Friday morning. KUOW's John Ryan, here, this is him reporting from Seattle.
While the spilled containers drifted north toward the west coast of Vancouver Island, the cargo ship Zim Kingston headed east to a safe spot to anchor.
Victoria Coast Guard, Zim Kingston, we require assistance with the extinguishing of fire. I repeat, I require assistance with the extinguishing of fire. Over.
Its cargo included a hazardous material used in mining that can spontaneously combust when it contacts water. So firefighters couldn't spray water directly on the fire. They did spray it nearby to keep the rest of the ship cool. 10 containers burned and collapsed. The ship had sailed from South Korea before running into trouble just off the Washington coast. Canadian officials say stormy weather means no efforts to retrieve spilled containers for now. I'm John Ryan reporting.
So that was Monday. Today, things have changed a bit. The fire is now out. It only burned containers and did not set the ship itself on fire. So this account is from the Seattle Times. It's from yesterday evening. Maritime workers need calmer weather before they can retrieve some 35 containers that have been bobbing near the Strait of Juan de Fuca the past few days. So they know where most of the containers are now. They're drifting parallel to shore about 12 miles off the southwest coast of Vancouver Island. And knowing where they are means that they can issue a notice telling mariners where they are. That's very important, so they can avoid the area. They've used tide and current models to estimate where the containers will go, and they estimate that they will not wash ashore, which is probably good because two of them contain very toxic chemicals. So they're now working with the ship owner to identify exactly which containers went overboard and which burned, which should be easy to do because containers are arranged on the ship in a particular order, and they should know exactly which container was where and what was in it. So weather was pretty bad Monday, yesterday. Weather was still pretty rough on Monday, late Monday. Swells were expected to reach 20 feet, winds up to 45 miles per hour. Meanwhile, the ship itself, so the containers are in the water, But the ship itself, which spilled those containers on overboard early Friday, is anchored and was still smoldering as of Monday, 5 miles offshore from Victoria, BC. I looked on marinetraffic.com and she was south and slightly east of Victoria, anchored in Canadian waters. Now, they're saying there are currently no impacts to human health for urban residents, but plumes were being monitored still rising from the ship from those fires that were put out. Monday was the third day that officials had responded to the fire. It involved a hazardous material called potassium amyl xanthate, a pale yellow powder used in the mining industry. If released, this chemical is capable of forming flammable dust clouds in the air. Contact of solid xanthate with moist air has resulted in ignition. This is from a Canadian Materials Safety data sheet. So this is pretty dangerous stuff. The 853-foot-long ship, which left South Korea on October 5th, lost 40 containers in all when it listed in heavy swells around the strait on its way to Vancouver, British Columbia. Five containers were unaccounted for Monday. Now, that is pretty scary right there, that five containers are unaccounted for. Now, it's a pretty big area of water, but a container is a big, heavy thing. It's like one of those things that you see on the back of a semi-truck or on a train. And they tend to float if they're floating, and they often do because they have air trapped in them, just at or below the surface, so very hard to see. And at night, you might not be able to see it at all. So pretty dangerous, even to have five of them floating around. Firefighting crews were not able to actually put out the fire. It kind of had to burn itself out in those containers. They sprayed water on the deck and on the ship to keep the metal cool, to keep that part of the whole thing under control. But to have sprayed water on that particular chemical could have caused it to explode or to spread elsewhere. So the crew on this ship, they evacuated 16 people. Five crew members stayed on board to monitor the ship. So where are things at right now? Well, as of yesterday afternoon, this is from Maritime Executive News Online. Six firefighters from Resolve Marine were able to board the Zim Kingston last night, accompanied by seven crew members. The Salvage Master and Resolve's team will assess the situation on Tuesday, so maybe we'll know something later on today. At present, they believe it may take several days to fully suppress the last smoldering fires inside burnt containers, according to the Canadian Coast Guard. So a very dangerous situation that seems to be under control now. Resolve Marine is a marine salvage company, and so it was pretty comforting to see that there were a couple of big marine salvage tugs out there with that container ship, keeping an eye on it, firefighting equipment, and they were doing everything they could to keep that under control. And now it seems as though they are going to, when they can, if the weather calms down enough, get in there and get those containers, the ones that they know where they are, out of the water so that any hazard from those containers will be removed soon as well. But so still a developing situation, but much less scary than it was a few days ago. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.